Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right. How you gentlemen doing today? I hope everybody's doing fine. I hope you're well. Friends, family, your loved ones. Hope everybody's good to go. Got another episode. Got something I want to talk about. It's for my benefit, your benefit, for everybody's benefit. That's why we here. All right? I want to talk about control. Now you don't know it, and you probably don't think about it from day to day, time to time, but every single day you wake up, you got different factions from multiple directions, trying to control you, trying to dictate to you what it is you do, what you think, and what you say. You got the legacy media, social media, movies, with all their woke agendas, TV, hell, even the radio. Society as a whole. And yes, even your woman. Yeah, she's trying to control you too. She'll never admit that shit. But she wants you to do what she wants you to do, not what you want to do. Because that doesn't meet her agenda. Yeah, let's go for brunch. Shit, I'd like to sleep in and catch some games, you know, this weekend. You know, watch a little sports. But no! She wants you to go hang out with her friends and have brunch. Fuck that. Oh, Lord. Being controlled in all different directions and you're not even aware of it sometimes. Everybody trying to control. And they'll do everything in their power. Lie, cheat, steal. Anything they can. To swayed you in their direction. Now, if somebody loves you and they care about you, excuse me, I had to clear my throat, I just had some coffee. They're not gonna lie to you. They're not gonna lie to you and try to manipulate you. Right? You wouldn't think so, but some people do that. They don't have no problem lying to you. Lie right to your face. Bald face lie. To get you to do what they want you to do. Hell, the media does that shit all the time. They just make up stories. They just make shit up. The legacy media is horrible. And I'm talking about all of it. I ain't talking about just CNN, the Communist News Network, or MSNBC, or whatever. I'm talking about Fox News, too. They all trying to manipulate you, right? If you want to know if you're being manipulated, if you're watching the TV, you're being manipulated. Turn that shit off. Unless you watch sports. And don't watch no ESPN, because that ain't nothing but the damn woke sports channel. All they talking about is, you know, somebody's a victim some damn where. Right? Somebody's being taken advantage of. Talking about racism and this, that, and the other. Turn that shit off. I can't stand that. It shit. None of that shit. Politics don't belong in sports at all. None. Shouldn't be there. It's sports. It's competition. All right? So the media will lie to you. Your boss will lie to your ass. Everybody is trying to get you to do what they want you to do. They'll lie. They'll cheat. They'll cheat you out of something. Or in the case of a female, they'll cheat on you. Cheat on you. Whether it's physical cheating or emotional cheating. They texting or talking to somebody else, or they physically getting their back blown out by some Chad or Tyrone somewhere. I'm sorry. They would cheat on your ass to try to control you. Steal from you. Steal your resources. Government steals your damn resources. They tax your ass to death. They control you through that. You know how many laws are on the books, and they constantly make it more. That's freaking ridiculous. That's crazy. Constantly making more. And there's shit on the books that's 100, 150 years old. It should be gone. You don't never see none of them trying to take any laws off the books. They're just creating more shit. The government. All tax is theft, my friend. I don't mind paying. I know it's theft. But I will say, I don't mind paying my fair share. But goddamn, leave me alone. You get it one time, and that's all you get. But they keep coming back for more. They keep double dipping, triple dipping. You know, you get income tax. Then when you spend your money, they tax you again. Then you got to pay tax on the car that you bought every year. Why don't you done paid tax on it three times already? And they got to pay, you know, property tax on it every year. That's bullshit. They controlling you through that shit. All of it. It's all control. Some people will control you by enabling you to do whatever it is that you're doing that's destructive to yourself. Keep you in misery and pain so that they can control you. They enable you. Oh, well, I love him and I want to help him and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you love this person, if you cared about this person, you would not enable this person to destroy themselves. You would help this person by helping them stop the destructive behavior. But they do that so that they can still control you. They still have control over you. Because if you get right and get straight, you'd be back out there on your own, doing your own thing. And then they don't have no more power. Some people will try to guilt trip your ass. The media does it, try to make you feel bad about yourself, bad about your history, bad about your country because of the history. Try to pull a guilt trip on you. Hell, I wasn't there. I didn't do none of it. I didn't have no part of it. It's a history. We've moved on from that. We've gotten better. This country is constantly trying to improve itself, constantly fixing wrongs and making them right. It's not perfect. This is not in order to make a more perfect union. That's what it says in the Constitution. In order to make a more perfect union. Not a perfect union, a more perfect union. And that's what I am. Don't get it twisted. I'm not some kind of, you know, right-wing conspiracy theorist, whatever. I'm a constitutional conservative. I believe in the Constitution. You know, Democrats throw around that word democracy. You know what? We don't live in a democracy. A democracy is mob rule. Whoever got the most votes, that does it. We live in a constitutional republic. There's checks and balances, so everybody has a say. That keeps places from like California and New York from ruling over the rest of the country and telling somebody, some dirt farmer out there in Wyoming somewhere, what he has to do. That gives him equal footing and equal say against the mob. That way he can't be controlled by the mob. That's why we live in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. I hate that word, democracy. We live in a democracy, our democracy, democracy. That's bullshit. We don't have that. And if somebody cares about you and they love you, they want you to succeed. If they don't, if they're trying to control you, they'll get jealous and envious over that. Try to make you feel bad for doing something good. What kind of bullshit is that? The hell's going on? Because if you win, they win, right? You would think. But no, it didn't happen to them. So they want to make you feel bad. You don't need to go for that promotion. You don't need to go to school so you can learn a new skill and get more money. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. Because if you do and you win, then they're sitting there right where they were at. And you done, you know, stepped your game up. They should feel proud of you. They should recognize that when you win, even if, you know, again, if you're in a relationship, if you win, they win. You might get better hours. You're going to get better pay, more benefits, what have you. But some people don't look at it that way. They want to control everything you do. Be careful, gentlemen. Like I said, this podcast is about having you live your life on your own terms. Not about me selling you anything, giving you my agenda. Trying to persuade you what I want you to think or how I want you to think. I want you to think for yourself. You know, damn what I think, right? I want to provoke thought and introspection. I want you to look inside yourself, examine yourself, and then there you're going to find some clarity. And there, you can make a better decision, a rational decision, as to what's best for you. Not what's best for me. Again, I'm not selling you shit. I don't even sell t-shirts. There's no sponsors here. This podcast is not monetized. The only monetization comes from you. If you decide you want to donate to the cause, or if I'm providing you with anything you think's of any value, then you can donate to the podcast using whatever link, wherever you're at. There's always a donation link somewhere. And that's it. This isn't about me getting rich and famous. I'm doing this because I want every man to win. I want you to win. And that definition is whatever you decide is a win for you. But you have to be aware that there are outside entities constantly trying to control you. And that's why I think you need to be aware of it. I think you need to be conscious of it. You have to decide, are you going to be controlled? Or are you going to live it on your terms? Now, if you work for somebody, you know, you're going to be controlled somehow, some way. Ain't nothing you can do about that. You're going to have to show up at a certain time. You don't get to leave until a certain time. Lunch break, a certain time. You're going to have to do what they ask you to do at work. You're going to have to perform to a certain thing. That's why I say, you know, hustle. Hustle. Try to find out what it is your purpose is, and then try to do that. And then you'll, like I said earlier on another show, you won't be working. If you can figure out what that is, you can get paid to do what you want to do. Then you're not working no more. I know that's hard. That's not easy. You know. But as we all know, these days of working in a factory and just getting paid, you know, good salary and having benefits and days off and paid vacation, you know, those days are, you know, becoming far and, you know, few and far between. You know, most, just about everything's made overseas now. I mean, you know, we do have some factories here in the United States, and, you know, and that's good. We do need to make more stuff here. But we've outsourced a lot of that shit. And that's unfortunate. And that's why we're suffering the way we are now with empty shelves and supply chain issues, because everything's coming in from somewhere else. You know, if you're self-sufficient, then you're not controlled by as many different factors. You know, when you're self-sufficient, the more independent you are, the less controllable you are. You don't have to worry about being manipulated all the time, because you have to, because your future, your money depends on it, your rent depends on it, your light depends on it, gas in your car depends on it, you know, food on your table depends on it. It ain't easy out there, gentlemen. I know it ain't. We all scratching and clawing just to survive. But if you can, try to be uncontrollable. Be uncontrollable. I'm not talking about being wild and crazy. Just be uncontrollable. Where people can't manipulate and dictate to you what you do. You dictate to yourself. Whether it be the government, whether it be legacy media, social media, whether it be a job, whether it be a relationship, be uncontrollable. Try to be independent. Don't be so dependent, because when you're dependent, then you can definitely be controlled in. Because whatever is being given can be taken away. See, and that's when they got you. They got you by the cojones. You know, because they can take it away. All right, gentlemen, that's all I got. I just wanted to think about that for a little bit, about control, being controlled. being uncontrollable. I appreciate your time and your patience. I thank you for each and every listen. Like, share, subscribe. Donate to the cause if you'd like. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, Instagram, the Twitter, Gab, Parler, Locals. And if you're on YouTube, look up Of Men For Men. Got the audiograms there. It's basically just a podcast. It's just an audiogram of it. Take care of yourselves. Live your life on your terms. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. All right.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.